sigh of relief at a primary school in Terego District that has for long struggled with the challenge of accommodation after it finally received a boost of 100 iron sheets from the Prime Minister's office. Let's hear more from our reporter, Geoffrey Angupale, as in this story.
Terego District reportedly submitted names of community schools for government grant aiding. None of them were considered by the Minister of Education, Sports and ICT, except Edakua Primary School, after President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni read about the need for urgent intervention from a news story in the media. The school was immediately taken by government, in which classrooms were constructed and teachers were employed. The only need right now is establishing staff houses, which is responsibility of parents, but government through the OPM relieved the parents by cutting the budget with 100 iron seats. Terego RDC David Kadid handed over the iron seats to the head teacher of the school on Monday at the district headquarters.
I should say that this has been long overdue, because these iron sheets were delivered to Terego District Local Government on the 16th of October 2023. As a requirement, the school should have raised the wall where these iron sheets are going to be roofed. So it is until recently that the school is now ready. Education, as you know, is one of the key areas of priorities of government, and we want to thank His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Uganda, for continuously thinking about supporting schools in this district. And we think this is in line with our vision and mission as a district of improving service delivery.
Terego District LC5 Vice Chairperson Sunday Aikoru challenged the stakeholders of the school to ensure that the support should improve performance.
For the young children, they were mostly now staying at home. Since the community started the school and the government has now fixed the interest, I want to urge the head teacher with your staff, let us show cause as to why that school was called as a government school. Prove this by giving us better results.
Terego Chief Administrative Officer Charles Kumakech Oluba, who thanked the OPM over the donation, described President Museveni as a special personality.
I want to thank him for that effort, for loving Uganda up to the last person, up to the last school in the last village. You know, he's a very special president. Others don't reach up to this level. They don't. Identifying a school in a certain village deep. So we have to thank him and pray for him, that God gives him more years to still lead Uganda.
The SMC chairman of the school, Caleb Opibabo, and the head teacher acknowledged that the government interventions in the school have made it become a paradise for education of children.
It has been very hard for the small children to go very far. But now, if you go to Dakwa, you see a child of this size going to school. That's now a small paradise for the learners, except some few things which we shall struggle with the district to put in order. I pledge total commitment to do my work at that school.
Edakwa, the name of this primary school literally means invisible, but the power of media made it to be exposed. When the picture of the children sitting on stones inside the open roofed church attracted the attention of President Museveni. I am Angupale Geoffrey reporting for Rural One from Terego District.
Quite interesting there. We understand that we in the media have a vital role of agenda setting. So here, yeah, the agenda was set and a response has been made. Thank you, Angupale Geoffrey, for that story.